Hey, so Kanye West, Catherine McPhee, and yes, Justin Bieber in the headlines with Life and Style Weekly, recapping the week that was here on The Ralphie Show. TV reporter Evan Real joins me now. Evan, we'll start off with the Biebs and his very interesting night in Houston. Why don't you tell me about it?
So Justin Bieber made a visit to V Live, an apparently alcohol-free strip club in Houston, Texas. We caught up with the stripper who he danced with that night, and she told us all the details about his wild night out.
Oh, what were some of the details that you can tell me without offending anyone?
So she tells us that Justin dropped $10,000 in just 90 minutes. She actually kept $7,000 for herself and split the rest of the money with all the other dancers in the club.
Wow.
So Justin was making it rain.
I don't even know. There's no words. No words. Life and Style Weekly recap of the week that was. Evan Reels on The Ralphie Show. All right, let's move to Catherine McPhee, who has had some success in music and on TV, but her personal life has been in the headlines lately. Why is that?
Catherine McPhee, unfortunately, she's been caught red-handed in an affair, and she's still married to her husband of a few years, Nick Kokas. She was spotted smooching her former Smash director, Michael Morris, who's actually married with three kids. Sources are telling us that Catherine and her husband actually ended their marriage long ago, but haven't officially filed for divorce yet. So the problem is, Michael, her Smash director, who she's having an affair with, he doesn't want to lose his family, he doesn't want to lose his marriage, and he doesn't want there to be any problems with his kids. So he's actually crawling back to his wife and leaving Catherine in the dust. So Catherine's really upset because she feels like she put herself out there for him, and he's not keeping up his end of the bargain.
But that's why you shouldn't play the role of homewrecker.
Right, yeah. That was Catherine's first mistake.
Yeah, exactly. All right. I'll wrap it up with Life and Style Weekly's Evan Real, Kim Kardashian, Kanye West. Is this going to be the wedding of the century or what?
I mean, apparently, if Kanye West has his way, he is demanding to call all the shots as he starts planning their wedding. Apparently, he wants to get married next summer, and Kim Kardashian, she's revealing that she's leaving it all up to Kanye. She simply just says whatever Kanye wants. So sources are telling us that he's being a huge groomzilla, and he's already saying how it will be the event everyone will talk about for years to come. So he's gearing up for this wedding to be the biggest thing we've ever seen.
You think Kim's kind of given up on the whole wedding planning thing because she's already had to go through this two times?
Yeah, you know, this is her third wedding, so for her, she's kind of been there, done that. So I guess she's just letting Kanye take the reins and turn this into the, you know, event of the century like he wants to do.
Unbelievable. Read about those stories and many more with Life and Style Weekly TV reporter Evan Real. Have a great weekend.
Thank you. You too.